Hello and welcome to another SuperWire Shorts Edition. My name is Greg Wharton, otherwise known as the Dynasty Mechanic. Today I'm here to talk to you guys about Preston Williams, wide receiver from Miami Dolphins. Last year was his rookie year. He was undrafted free agent from Tennessee originally, then Colorado State. He's 23 years old, 6'5", 214 pounds. Absolutely killed it his final year in Colorado State. Does 1,345 yards and 14 touchdowns. Fan-freaking-tastic. So that's all the good stuff, right? We're going to go a little more into his little bit of negatives you should know about. Maybe we'll drive his price down for you guys buying him. So he tore an ACL in high school. So it's been about 4 or 5 years removed since his current injury. Multiple off-field issues. Failed drug tests and plus a domestic violence arrest. And he pled guilty to it. And that's when he transferred to Colorado State from Tennessee his junior year. Got suspended for the whole year, as he should. But since then, he's kept clean. He's kept out of trouble. He's been good. It's all seems to be behind him. Great, right? That's what you want to see. So that's all the negative stuff we got to worry about. Plus, he just tore his ACL again in week 8. Okay, so a bit of an injury concern. Not too bad, though. They're freak injuries. They don't happen all that often. It's okay, right? Plus, it happened about 3 to 4 years apart, right? So it's fine. But let's talk about how much he produced at Colorado State. And that was a lot. He killed it at Colorado State. 1,345 yards and 14 touchdowns. His final year at Colorado State. That is fantastic. If he did not have the off-field concerns, he would have been drafted. Where? Fifth round, if I remember seeing it correctly. It wasn't for his off-field concerns. So he comes in, Miami Dolphins. Not much there. You know, at the time you had Kenyon Drake there. You had a couple other players. And of course, Devontae Parker. But he hadn't done anything yet, right? So first 8 games of the season, he had 60 targets, 32 catches. And he progressed to be better. But he ended his 8-week season for 428 yards. He dropped some balls, 6.7%, so not great. Looking inconsistent, which is normal for a rookie. It's expected. Even Deebo Samuels dropped some balls in his rookie year. He had a great year. So, a little concerning, but if you multiply this by 2, so 8 games, 16 games, right? That's 120 targets, 64 catches, and 856 yards and 6 touchdowns. That's great for a rookie. That's really fantastic. He got better as the season progressed, which you want to see out of your rookie. So he did great, all things considered. A little inconsistent, but imagine he caught 8 more catches. That's a 66% catch ratio, right? I mean, that's about what you want-ish. So if he was a little more consistent, that equals more targets, which means equals more production, which means more fantasy points. And that's what we want. We want fantasy points. Fantasy points equals winning. So as a rookie, he did pretty well. So, but funny thing that happened after he went down to week 8 of the season, and that same game he caught 2 touchdowns and had a pretty decent fantasy game, right? Devontae Parker broke out around week 8, funny enough, and just completely tore it up the rest of the season. Because that Miami had no one else to throw to. At that point, there was no Kenyon Drake. There was no Preston Williams, and that's it. So, I want a piece of this target share in Miami. There isn't many people to throw to there. You got Preston Williams. You got Devontae Parker. You got Matt Breida now. Okay. And Mike Gesicki. Okay. So, Devontae Parker's probably number one. Fitzmagic loves him now. But he loved Preston Williams a little bit first, I think. So, with that in mind, I want a piece of that. That's a great piece of the pie. And 120 targets is great. Triple-digit targets equals fantasy production. And you want that. You want that production so bad that helps you win games. And at a great price at that, mind you, at. So where he's going is around the end of the second round in rookie drafts. In a 12-team Superflex, right? And that's about what it's worth. Now I'm saying that's where he's being drafted at. I'm saying that's how much he's worth, right? Oh, wait, I forgot to mention the most important part. The Dolphins did not draft a single wide receiver in the NFL draft. Not a single one. And this was the draft to do it. This draft was so deep at wide receiver, they could have drafted someone in the fifth round, and that would have been impactful for the Dolphins. They did not. They drafted Tua, they drafted O-line, they drafted defense. And they traded a fifth-round pick for Breda, which is going to help Williams in the long term. He's going to catch out of the backfield. He's going to keep people more honest. The run game is going to be more honest with Jordan Howard and Breda comparatively to what they had last year with Kalen Ballage. So that's what you want to buy him. He's going to produce. He's going to get that production you want. And if he does, if he's even more, any more consistent than he was, which is great, what you want, he was close to 50%. You know, that's not great. But if he caught more and was more consistent, it means more long-term production. And that's what you want. So hence why I would take him at a late in the second round of a rookie draft if he was there available. And that's great. That's where you want him. I would take him over A.J. Dillon. I'd take him over Jalen Hurts. It's a super flex. I'd take him over LaVisca Chenault. And people are like, what, over LaVisca? And I'm like, yeah, I'm not too high on him. He had a lot of injuries in college. Constantly just kind of banged up. He might do better. I don't know. But personally, I'd rather take Preston Williams. I'd take him around Brandon Ayuk, Brian Edwards, Antonio Gibson. I might take him over Antonio Gibson personally. It's around that ballpark, right? So whatever is your flavor, take him, right? So if you are in the end of the 2 second and this guy really wants the 210, you have the 210, right? And he goes, hey, I really want this pick. I'm like, all right, sure. Throw me Preston Williams. You can have this pick. And you're like, oh, yeah, absolutely, because he's enamored with the rookies. And you got Preston Williams. I would be ecstatic for that because a lot of those players in the end of the second round, I'm like, I'd rather have Preston Williams over them. So go buy Preston Williams. Another thing to look forward to for his dynasty potential, if you're looking for dynasty, or even heck, redraft this year, is Tua. Tua got drafted. They beefed up their O-line even better, but Tua Tagovailoa got drafted. He is an accurate passer. He will help Preston Williams. He will help Devontae Parker. He will help that whole team win and be more consistent, which what I talked about, more consistency equals more fantasy points. More fantasy points, you win. That's what we want. Well, this is a Superwire Shorts, guys. My name is Greg Wharton again, the Dynasty Mechanic at Dino Mechanic on Twitter. Follow us, rate, and subscribe, Superwire Show, and follow us at the Superwire Show. Have a good one.